WorldCom is expected to emerge from bankruptcy protection next month. It will have a new old name, MCI, and possibly some new ways to recover losses. A more than 500-page report prepared this week for the bankruptcy court lays out a number of options, including lawsuits WorldCom could file. Former CEO Bernard Ebbers and other former insiders could be sued for financial wrongdoing. Also, Salman Smith Barney, Arthur Andersen, and KPMG could be sued for their alleged roles in a vast fraud against the telecommunications company. The WorldCom bankruptcy court examiner is former Attorney General Richard Thornburgh.
Part of the assignment that we were given by the bankruptcy judge when I was appointed examiner was to look at potential causes of action, lawsuits that could be carried out by WorldCom against persons responsible for their losses. This was the biggest bankruptcy in history, and there's a lot of blame to go around. We ended up identifying four specific areas where they could consider seeking legal action to recover some of those losses.
In your analysis of WorldCom, what led you to believe they could successfully sue their advisors?
Well, looking at the standards that are imposed upon professionals in dealing with their clients, if there is any negligence or malpractice involved, that is, the giving of bad advice, the law is pretty clear that they have to answer to the client for any losses that are caused. And that's not an unusual proceeding, to have professionals sued by their clients when the advice is bad and the deals go wrong. But I think the scale of this makes it most unusual.
What would be the risk for WorldCom if it followed through and did file suit against its former advisors?
I think it's reasonably risk-free as we analyze the law. On the other hand, the board may choose not to go forward with cases for good reason as well. Number one, obviously, if the target of the suit is judgment-proof and they're not going to realize any return on it, it's foolish to bring a lawsuit without the prospect of bringing cash into the company's coffers. Or they may be able to settle without bringing a lawsuit. These are all matters for the judgment of the board. We were instructed to identify potential causes of action. Now it's up to the present board of directors to decide which ones to pursue. And they're doing that, I'm told.
What did you learn about the culture and wrongdoings at WorldCom during your analysis?
Well, what we identified was a complete breakdown in the system of corporate governance that had been established. We found that the board of directors was completely dominated by Bernard Ebbers, the CEO. Very few questions were raised, and very few matters were questioned by that board. And that's one of the reasons why we've asserted that there's a potential liability for them on account of their failure to observe their fiduciary responsibilities to shareholders. The cost of it is evident in the fact that through accounting irregularities, they ended up overstating their income by $11 billion, their assets by $75 billion, and most tragic of all, shareholders lost up to $200 billion in value as the stock plummeted when these things were uncovered.
Do you think your findings in this case will have a sobering effect on business?
I hope that they have a positive effect on business by pointing out how important it is for every individual and entity involved in our free enterprise system to honor their responsibilities under the law. And I think that's one of the hidden blessings that comes out of these kinds of cycles of corporate wrongdoing, that it does empower people to stand up and say, we don't want to end up like WorldCom did. We have to do the right thing.
Richard Thornburgh, lead examiner in the WorldCom bankruptcy case. He served as Attorney General under the first George Bush. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.